How much or how many periods worth the order? EOQ and POQ. The decision about how much to order, the lot size for an item, illustrates the importance of understanding inventory costs and the interaction between the two factors. If lot size is increased, ordering costs decrease. However, when lot size increases, so does average inventory and carrying costs increase. In supply chain logistics management, Auersox et al., note that the point at which the sum of ordering and carrying cost is minimized represents the lowest total cost. The challenge is to find the optimal balance, and the economic order quantity tool is designed to do this. Economic order quantity, EOQ, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, partially as a type of fixed order quantity model that determines the amount of an item to be purchased or manufactured at one time. Exhibit 5-16 illustrates that the economic order quantity is the point where annualized ordering costs and carrying costs are equal. In the basic version of the model, this order quantity minimizes the total cost. Exhibit 5-16. EOQ model. Source: APIC Certified Supply Chain Professional Learning System, version 4.0. There is a simple model for calculating EOQ, but it holds only for very simplified situations. In this situation, the demand rate is known and constant. The supply lead time is reliable. Deliveries are complete and on time. All demand will be satisfied. In other words, there are no stockouts. The cost is constant. No discounts are being applied. The items are discrete. Their demand is not linked to other items, and they are not replenished as part of a group of related items. Transportation costs do not need to be factored in. The model assumes that transportation costs for inbound material were included in the purchase price, and that costs for outbound materials are the customer's responsibility. There is an infinite planning horizon. In other words, there are no constraints on the length of the planning period. There is no final order. There are no supplier restrictions on the quantity that must or can be purchased. Necessary capital is readily available and does not constrain the purchasing decision in terms of volume or unit cost. The formula for determining EOQ is, for example, say that a business orders 5,000 units. It has determined that its ordering costs are $100. Its carrying costs are 25%, and the unit cost is $45. The most economic order will be for 298 units. Note that this basic model can be a good way to find the range in which the order quantity will be near optimal, even when not all of the assumptions are strictly true. This is because there will be a range in which the total costs are fairly similar on either side of the EOQ point. However, Ross notes in Distribution Planning and Control that the EOQ assumptions described above rule out use of the simple EOQ formula for as much as 30% of a typical business's inventory. In the more complex models not presented here, the lowest total cost may not be at the point at which the curves intersect. Here are some conditions that require a revised EOQ model. Quantity discounts. With volume discounts, the unit cost of an item decreases as the lot size is increased. However, the carrying costs may increase as well. There are more complex EOQ models that capture the effect of volume discounts as well as the effect of lowering holding costs, fruit, for example, using lean manufacturing principles and just-in-time inventory management. Joint replenishment. Some models can accommodate joint replenishment, a system for coordinating the lot sizing and order release decision for related items and treating them as a family of items. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Replenishing groups rather than individual items can reduce total inventory costs. Transportation costs. EOQ can also be applied to identify the impact of transit time on total inventory costs and choose the most cost-effective mode of transportation. Before using EOQ, it is important to recognize some caveats to the practice. Qualitative judgment must be done after calculating EOQ. EOQ is indicative, but it is not a precise value. This makes it useful as a simple and effective validation check. The more demand variability you have, the less validity the formula retains. EOQ remains a good indicator of the lot size that can be used, and the most important information it provides is the relationship between the cost drivers. Period order quantity, POQ. Period order quantity, POQ, translates the EOQ into the most economical time between orders and provides decision makers with the number of periods worth of inventory to order, for example, 3 weeks of inventory when the order point is reached. Continuing the prior example of an EOQ of 298 units, assume that the annual usage is 5,200 units or 100 units per week, which results in 2.98 weeks worth of inventory. The answer should then be rounded to a whole number of periods, in this case 3 weeks, since precision is not important in this method. Once this ideal number of periods of inventory to order is known, the actual order quantity will then be allowed to vary to meet actual demand, which reduces carrying costs, particularly in situations when demand is not uniform throughout the year as the EOQ model assumes. For example, if demand in this example is seasonal, this method will order 3 weeks worth of inventory in slow periods using the average weekly demand for the upcoming 3 weeks. As the seasonal demand grows, the organization will still order 3 weeks of inventory, but that order will be larger. In this way, the number of orders per year will be about the same as it would have been for the EOQ method. EOQ versus POQ. Let's compare EOQ versus POQ using the running example. Exhibit 5-17 shows 1/4 worth of weeks for the organization that calculated an EOQ of 298 units and average weekly demand of 100 units. In this particular quarter, the average weekly demand is just over 90 units. The exhibit shows the demand net requirements, plus the supply, planned order receipts, and the ending inventory. The ending inventory is the prior week's ending inventory, assumes 0 units for period 0, plus any planned order receipts, minus the net requirements for the week. Orders are received whenever there would be insufficient inventory. It would be ordered earlier to account for lead time, but this is omitted to simplify the exhibit. Exhibit 5-17, EOQ versus POQ, source. Adapted from Chapman et al., Introduction to Materials Management, 9th. In the EOQ method, the order amount is fixed, and this results in some periods carrying inventory for longer, resulting in higher average inventories as implied by the higher sum of the ending inventories in the EOQ method. The organization never actually has this sum of inventory. The sums are for comparison. In the POQ method, the order quantity always equals the sum of 3 weeks' actual demand, but note how this is not always the order period. In period 7, there is demand of 0, and so the order period is delayed until there is a need to order more.